From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Housing prices rebounded in the beginning of the year, the first quarterly increase in 3 years. NPR's Scott Newman reports.
While home prices remain steeply lower than a year ago, the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index shows a nearly 3% uptick for the January to March period. It's another tentative sign of stabilization after a long slump and record foreclosures. The monthly index of 20 major cities also rose from May to June. That saw a few outright winners, such as Dallas and Denver, and a few losers, Detroit and Las Vegas among them. But economists warn that the number of borrowers behind on their payments or in foreclosure is still huge and will continue to be a drag on the market. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
Consumers are more upbeat about the expected state of the economy down the road than they've been in some time. The business research group, the Conference Board, says its confidence index was up 7 points this month. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist at PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh. He says while positive news, the report also shows the economy has a ways to go as it emerges from the worst recession in decades.
Maybe we're out of the sub-basement into the basement in terms of consumer confidence, but it is still quite low. Consumers are still concerned in a lot of ways about jobs. They still say jobs are hard to get.
The August reading reverses 2 months of declines and is closely watched by economists, since spending by consumers accounts for roughly 70% of overall U.S. economic activity. In the southern Afghan city of Kandahar, a massive truck bomb killed at least 41 people and wounded many more. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has more from Kabul.
Officials said the bomb exploded at the offices of a Japanese construction company employing mostly Pakistani engineers. Investigators say it's unclear whether the company was the target. The blast destroyed part of a wedding hall as well as many homes and restaurants nearby. The explosion occurred while Kandahar residents were breaking their daily fast during the holy Islamic month of Ramadan. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, which is among the worst since the Taliban was forced out of the city 8 years ago. The head of Kandahar's Criminal Investigation Division said his men spent several hours digging out the dead and wounded from the rubble of several homes that collapsed in the blast. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
According to new numbers out from the College Board today, average scores on the major college entrance exam have fallen slightly. The board says for the class of 2009, the average SAT score dipped from 502 to 501 in the critical reading section of the test. Math scores were steady at around 515, while writing fell slightly to 493. Each section of the SAT has a maximum score of 800. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 30 points. The Nasdaq was up 6 points today. This is NPR. U.S. Postal Service, grappling with a projected $7 billion deficit by the end of its current fiscal year, is offering $15,000 buyouts of some of its employees. The post office says as many as 30,000 of its employees could be eligible and says it could result in savings of as much as $500 million over the next 2 years. The offer is being made to those eligible for retirement and early retirement. It does not include letter carriers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu began this week's round of European meetings today with discussions with his British counterpart, Gordon Brown, at Downing Street. Larry Miller has more from London.
Prime Minister Brown said a freeze on Israeli settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories would result in meaningful steps from Arab states toward normalization of relations with Israel.
I made clear that a settlement activity was a barrier to a two-state solution.
Netanyahu reiterated his approach is not to start new settlements, but allow growth at current ones. Netanyahu outlined what he described as the winning formula for peace.
A demilitarized Palestinian state that recognizes the Jewish state.
Both leaders condemned Iran's nuclear ambitions. Netanyahu warned time is running out. It's late in the day, but not too late if crippling sanctions force a change in Iranian policy. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Japanese electronics maker Sony has unveiled its version of a wireless electronic reader, which will compete with Amazon's Kindle digital reader. Priced at just under $400, the device known as the Daily Edition will feature a 7-inch touchscreen and will utilize AT&T's 3G wireless internet service. Sony says the new device will go on sale in December. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.